Barbara Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU with a special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet today, the first step, in what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the EU. The question will be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear to be evenly split. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for a second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential polling to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change party was trying to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities when he was arrested. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya on Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target, killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way to long-term to end hostilities. This is VOA News. United Nations is warning that Yemen is on the brink of a humanitarian catastrophe. It's urging donors to give generously, that is, to the $1.8 billion appeal it launched to provide critical and life-saving assistance to 13.5 million people, more than half the country's population. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations reports more than 6,000 civilians have been killed and well over 3,000 wounded since the Saudi-led coalition began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels at the end of March. The UN says more than 2.5 million people have been forced to flee their homes and are internally displaced because of the conflict, and that 21 million need humanitarian support. Despite the situation, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, says Yemen has become a forgotten crisis.
I don't think it's helpful to compare crisis for crisis, but I would say that Yemen is as difficult and as dangerous, maybe not in terms of scale, but in terms of intensity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Justice Department asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company to unlock an iPhone used by one of the gunmen in last year's San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to a public statement by Apple's chief, Tim Cook, who said the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called back door that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security procedures and measures. Apple strengthened encryption of the phones in 2014 amid increased public concern about digital privacy. President Obama paid respects to High Court Justice Antonin Scalia as his body lies in repose at the Supreme Court building here in Washington. Hours after reports of Scalia's death last Saturday, Mr. Obama honored the longest-serving justice in brief remarks, saying Scalia influenced a generation of judges as well as lawyers and students and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. Harper Lee, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most significant works in the history of American literature, died Friday at the age of 89. To Kill a Mockingbird tells the story of idealistic white Southern lawyer who defends an African-American man unjustly accused of raping a white woman. The story is set in the Great Depression of the 1930s and is seen through the eyes of the lawyer's young daughter. It is as much a story of growing up as it is a tale of racism and injustice. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.